Ladies and gentlemen, and Angel Rodriguez. Thank you for tuning in to another episode of Emo Brown the Weekly, a podcast brought to you by us, the people from Emo Brown, and sponsored by the people from Grasshopper. For all your medicinal, medical, cannabis needs. Medicinal, medical. I didn't like that.
Boy, do we
for
need
all
it.
Your medicinal, recreational
there it is.
Cannabis needs. Don't forget to make it clack. Go visit the homies at Grasshopper. Get your 15% back. Cruising on a Tuesday. Geeky will be there signing autographs all day. All right. Maybe. You should. Should make that happen.
Yeah.
$12 gets you what, Barry?
You get three premium Emo Brown joints.
And you know what? These joints and the pre-rolls, the packaging, next level, baby.
Mm-hmm.
Next level. Clean. Go visit the homie. David the Black Belt. All the things. Hey, but it doesn't end there. Let's talk a little bit about the lower left and Compa Tribal. Go ahead, Barry. I'll let you do this.
Well, at the lower left, if you go in there, you get your card. You get 20% back.
Mm.
And we got something back in stock now, don't we?
What do we got? What? You're breaking news? I didn't know that, but what do you got?
Well, no. It's the season.
I don't know if Pendleton's are back.
Oh.
So that's on you, bro. You're fucking ad-libbing right now.
You go in there and you find out if they're back or not. It's just the reason to go.
I talked to Boogeyman this weekend as he was here spinning tunes on the ones and twos. And he says that he will, he's ready.
Yeah.
He's ready to go out with us in his lowrider and take us to go buy a Pendleton each. So I figure like, we'll go, you'll buy a Pendleton, and then we'll another stop, and then I'll get a Pendleton, and then Angel's going to get a Pendleton. I want to see you in a Pendleton, dude.
He's going to like have
Woo!
To.
Is it way? While you are at Tribal, though, make sure you go in there, make your card clack, get your percentages back, because it's in Silk Cloud. Go to thesilkcloud.com, get 30% off using emo30. Basically, follow the homies that follow us. You know, they support us, so we got to do our best to support them. So that's the only way we're going to get out of this thing alive and healthy and unscathed and all of the things. Make sure you go in there, do your thing. Member roll call, everybody. Member roll call. We do have some new members. Go ahead and follow Mr. Vanna White over here. He'll tell you all about it. But there are new members. You know that in the last 3 weeks, we have 10 new members.
Jeez.
We're doing something right. From the newest to the oldest, Dago Funk.
Dago.
What's cracking, compa Dago Funk? Thank you for cruising in the weekend. I saw him here. He was hanging out with compa Boogie Man. Sean Flores. All right. Good old Sean Flores. I look forward to meeting all of you guys. I look forward to meeting all the new members. Eric Grimm. Eric Grimm. That's a gangster name.
That is pretty gangster.
Grimm in English means what? Like, not good? Like, things are not looking bleak. They're looking bleak.
Yeah. Looking a little gloomy.
Carla. What's up, Carla? Angelica. What's up, Angelica? AQ. Look at you. Jackie Buns.
Tons of fun.
Oh, I don't know. Louie Lou and Will Holder. Those are all damn boy.
I was just going with the rhyming game. That's all I got.
Do you want to shout out Jenny69 while we're at it? Or?
No.
Hey, now you're talking. You gotta learn when to keep your mouth shut. Fool.
Never.
I need to dig up that episode.
No, you don't.
I need to dig up that episode.
No, we
and
don't.
Then we're gonna have Angel just kind of chop it up.
That
and
was early rhythm. In the podcast
it was
game.
Very early in the game.
That was when we used to drink at like 7 a.m.
We used to be on. Now we drink coffees, fool. You bring me a shot of espresso,
dude.
Do I need this shot of espresso to get through the afternoon? Or what?
I say we do it.
All right,
let's go.
What is this? What is this?
If you go to the 7-Eleven,
uh-huh,
and you go to their little creamer section, you find this one called Stoke. It'll get you through the day.
You're my little creamer. This is the creamer section right
I'll
there.
I'll get you through the day. Yeah, if you can't fucking afford a coffee at 7-Eleven, this is the next best thing because they're free.
It tastes like maple syrup, like super light.
You drink like 6 of these?
Why the fuck
you
would
can
I drink
run
six
home.
Of those, bro? While Barry is disseminating his internals, make sure you rate, review, subscribe to all of the things we do here at Emo Brown, which includes awesomeness and more awesomeness. Subscribe to our YouTube channel. Our YouTube channel is blowing up. We're gonna cut it off. We're getting too many new members. We're gonna have to cut it off and not let anybody. No cierto. Come on in. Enjoy yourselves. I'm pretty active on there. I drop we definitely drop a video a week.
Mm-hmm.
And then I try to fill it with some shorts and throw it in there. There's a lot of shorts that we haven't added, but then there's other trickery stuff that we do in there. Rate, review, subscribe. Spotify. Where else can they go?
Apple. Amazon Music, apparently.
Yeah.
Our friend Kiki is the listener on Amazon.
You are the guy on Amazon?
Yeah, I was.
Why?
Because that's what I had before.
You don't have Spot? What?
I had Amazon before because I have, with Prime, like it's only like $5. So then I switched over to Spotify midway through the year.
I don't know what to tell you about
our
that.
Amazon Wrapped was one listener. And it was Kiki.
It was me.
We're going to get into that. We just got into the new members.
Mm-hmm.
We're going to talk about the winter formal.
Yeah.
And then we're going to talk about our Spotify wrap up. Because there are some good numbers in there. We're one of not many Spotify podcasts that actually incorporate video.
Mm-hmm.
You know, there's the big guys, of course, that have tons of money. And then there's us because we're like small potatoes.
And even a lot of those guys don't put the video up.
Why not?
I don't know. A lot of like, you know,
I feel like that's the move.
They have video because you see it on YouTube. They go audio only on Spotify.
But maybe, I don't know. Casa set that up. So I don't know exactly how that works, but I'm fortunate enough that I feel like the more we put out, the more that our faces are out there. Well, people will recognize
Spotify is trying to become more of a podcast and like audiobook platform anyway. Right. So I feel like to be one of the, the leaders in video just sets us apart. Cause eventually everybody's going to have it. They'll make it easier and everybody will do it. But when it's hard, we did it.
You know what else we did this weekend? We pulled it off. That's right. Every time we have an event, I almost feel like, damn, are we going to pull this shit off? Well, this is hard. It's hard because there's seven of us in the foundation and everyone's a leader in that group. You know, everyone's a leader and everybody comes with their ideas and how we want to do it. And somehow or another, we throw it into a little funnel and sale del otro lado, way, and it's there. And the winter formal was just that. Something that started out of a nothing. Most of the things start here. Me talking shit, saying, I want to do this. Let's do that. And then people hold us to it. And then we got to fucking do it. So we did the winter formal in a new way this year. You know, and a lot of things that we do are new. We did it in the way of a comedy show. Fuck.
It was tight.
Dude, that was awesome. That was a great time.
Did we pass 10 minutes?
We passed? Yeah, we're good. Fuck. Okay. Shit.
No, we're not. No? Oh. Damn it. I had a poll started too saying, will there be cussing before 10 minutes? We
got
16 votes, dude. That's the most votes we've had in any poll.
I felt like I got tricked. He fucking tricked me into it.
Oh, how did I trick you into it? You were saying it before you were like, anything.
I think we hit 10 minutes.
No.
What the fuck is up, ladies and wives and gentlemen? Go wash your monkey.
You literally said, I can't believe we fucking pulled this shit off. And that's when I was like,
we fucking pulled it off.
And I was like, oh, wait, is that 10 minutes already?
Oh, man. I can't believe we pulled it off.
Poll is ending. Thank you, everyone.
Big ups to all of the people who played a role in this. Josh Campbell. And his Harv's Kitchen, and him and his food truck. His food truck is immaculate. The pinchy tacos, no mames, bro. Them tacos were phenomenal.
Yeah, I didn't have the tortilla, but I had everything.
Why not? Why did you have tortilla?
I had to watch what I'm eating.
I watch what I ate too, but then I put it in my mouth, bro. That shit tastes really good.
I
watched
it go
but
right everything in there. It was
and
good.
Then you tried to trick me and get me some more food. I was like, stop, dog.
Those were special, though.
Hey, wifey's packing like fucking. She packs a lunch for me. So separate ADD kicked in. Big ups to my wife for making me a lunch every day, fool.
Hell yeah, dude.
She makes me a lunch every day, and I'm excited for it.
She signs the bag, too.
She does. She gives me little notes, and then I open it, and it's a bag of broccoli, bro. it's a bag of cauliflower and a bag of broccoli and some carrots. Weighed, measured, I'm assuming. She keeps my shit in check. And then some nuts. And then a shit ton of vitamins, dog, and all that shit.
You're like a top-tier racehorse. They're like watching your intake. Yeah. And like, dude.
So I feel like, okay, my wife is trying to tell me that I'm fucking fat. So
her friend is like, here's a bottle of wild turkey. Go have fun.
I was like, fuck. All right, this is her subtle way of calling me, you know, fat. So I was like, all right, cool. I'll do my part to grease. I started doing Peloton again, yeah, dude. Yeah.
To give you a compliment, dog.
Yeah, go ahead.
At the formal, you know how they had all the pictures and everything?
Oh, boy, do I.
They had the picture of you when they give you guys the Emo Brown Day.
Okay.
And looking at that picture to now, it's like, you slimmed down.
There's been a transformation.
Well, let me tell you a little bit about that. We have a video component now on the podcast.
People are watching us.
I got to make sure that I don't look like a fucking slob anymore. Look, I have hair, guys. People don't think I have hair.
It's cool.
I get messages, hey, fool, I dare you to not wear a hat to one of the episodes. Look, full head of hair. That's it. And then I was like, oh, man, I better take care of myself because, you know, the camera adds like 15 pounds and I'm already like at 210, 220 in the middle. I'm at 215. In there. I need to get under 200, I feel like at 5'11", under 200 is pristine, pipiti's nice. So I was on the Peloton today for just fucking lit. They had a Peloton ride. It was called the Blink 182 Peloton ride.
Hell yeah.
No,
I might get a Peloton.
It was the lamest shit I've done. Dog.
Was it like Travis Barker just like, come on, you could do it, guys.
Travis Barker was on there and he was playing drums. Like he was just playing the drums to the track.
I don't see him as someone to get you hyped though. Like he's very quiet.
I blame the Kardashians. As soon as this fool got with a Kardashian, they're probably just trying to like, hey, fool, you know, you want to contribute to the Kardashian empire?
I blame
you
him better for get his out there and
do some things. Sure. So he got on there on Peloton. He's like, I'm feeling it. All that shit. 30 minutes of
I miss you.
I'll tell you the playlist. The playlist was Damn It. The playlist was like, God damn it, motherfucker, cocksucker,
that's a good
that
song.
Shit, piss, fuck.
That was
the shit, piss, fuck, cocksucker,
they finished with tits, all the small things. Why do they love that song? That's like the lamest song in the history.
All the small things?
Yeah.
Then the na-na-nas. That's the secret.
Yeah. That was the one that fucking like really put him on the spot with everybody, like mainstream.
That was the MTV Video Music Award.
Like, yeah, the TRL
I'm
days.
A Blink 182 fan. Before I get all the hate mail, oh, this fool talking shit about Blink. No, no, I'm a Blink 182 fan. I used to watch him when there was 12 people on the stage and there was no 182.
He was just a Scott fan.
I was a Scott Rainer fan. I really was. I remember being that little guy and I would go talk. Hey, dude, that's awesome. I'm learning to play the drums. La 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 woo woo. He was probably drunk, whatever, which led to Travis Barker. And then Travis Barker came in and he just elevated this band. He took a local band that was thriving and super successful locally, and he just turned them into a legit act, a touring act. It's weird what one musician could do to the whole dynamic of a group.
Well, and he came out of the Aquabats too, so it's like...
Aquabats, bro. The Aquabats were sick. They're not my kind of music, yeah. You know? But just like the way it was arranged, it was awesome. Bringing it back to the Winter Four, we arranged something ourselves.
Yes, we did. We're some of a Travis Barker ourselves.
Big ups to compa Josh Campbell.
Yeah.
Huge. Big ups to the Boogeyman.
Big ups.
Big ups to the Boogeyman. Boogeyman held it down. Everything was PPD's nice. All the songs, bro. He knows how to throw a party. Dare I say the official DJ for us?
Many, many times I heard people commenting, even to me, was like, dude, this fool is just playing like the best music. Like everybody had a song, you know, like
everybody had a song.
It was great.
Big ups to him. Big ups to Albert at Full Circle, the Full Circle group. When in need of real estate, there are many places to go and nobody would blame me if you did, but we recommend you go to Full Circle, right? That's what we got to do.
Absolutely.
All right, yep. Cool. We took a picture in front of their like a facade. They como se llama esa madre? It's like a pinchy
backdrop.
Thank you, sir. And it said Full Circle, Full Circle. They donated a PlayStation 5, the big winner of the night. Dickey Islands the third, compa Ricardo Islas.
He's playing PlayStation right now.
I think he sold it. I think he sold it. There was offers. I said, hey, I'll give you $250 cash. And then Pinchy Boogeyman said, I'll give you $300. So I don't think that PlayStation 5 left with Dickey Islands at night.
What he should have done is customized it and sold it for way more.
Shut up, bro.
Yeah, dude. That's Dickey Islands PS5? I'd pay $310 for that.
Really? All right, I'm going to ask him. Maybe, imagine this on your fucking PlayStation. Imagine me. Camera on me, Angel. Please pay attention, producer. Where you at? Thank you. Imagine this. Look at
a PES Station 5.
Yeah, whatever. Awesome. Winners, winners, winners all around. None of this is possible, of course, without the Social Club members. This was all, in essence, for you. Great time. All the drinks. Thank you, Elwood, for the contribution on the bottles. Thank you, Three Punk Gales, for the contributions on the beers.
Thank you, Kiki, for slanging them.
Thank you, Kiki, for slanging them. Thank you, Caesar Torres III, for contributing beers as well from Mason Aleworks. Yep. What was the name of the Mexican lager? Please remind me.
Respeto.
Respeto. Yes, respeto. Great beer. Great people. Great experiences. All held here at the Emo Brown headquarters. Big ups to, in no particular order, XG. He came in out of nowhere and did a 15-minute set, stirred the pot, created some controversy. Number two, thank you for Concrete Dog.
Yeah.
Concrete. This is the second time I've seen him now. He blew old Concrete out of the water.
Yeah.
This Concrete was just fucking amazing, bro. Yeah. This dude is a top-notch comedian. This dude is a top-notch touring comedian. He gets down and he was here in a little casita. Big ups to George P. El compa George Perez, bro. Held it down. Motherfucker was flirting with my mama. Don't think I didn't notice. Don't think I didn't notice. My mom raised her hand. Does anyone have any questions? What do you think of Latinx? And I was like, I am out.
Hey, but he gave her props though, because he told her, like, thanks for giving me some plug on this
don't
joke.
Don't think I didn't notice you giving my mama props, fool. I noticed. Yeah, mama asking a question about Latinx. Ay, mama, por favor, madre.
Hey, she was having a great time.
She had a blast. She had to get carried out, but she got a blast. She had a great time.
I partially blame the after party for that.
I blame myself for that one.
Were you over serving my mom, fool?
Yeah, a little bit.
I didn't get on a sick one. I was dancing, having a good time, but I feel like if I would have gone with you guys to the after, because you guys went to the Elwood, and then you went to Mi Barra.
Mm-hmm.
Not like my bar. Pinche barrita que se llama Mi Barra. And people love doing like live shows there, right? It's like a...
Oh, Mi Barra is a music spot.
It's
like
a venue. Low-key.
Yeah, mm-hmm. like the band there, I know it changes every once in a while, but like the band there is always solid. Like the owner is a big music guy.
Okay.
And he is very... I feel like he's very particular about like how they perform and whatever.
Joey Fatone?
Like,
who's the owner there?
I forget the guy's name. I meet him every time I go there and he's always like, I'm the owner. I'm like, I know, fool.
Damn, fool.
Like, it's like the first thing he says. He's like, Angel can attest. We were outside just like sitting there, like, and he walks up. He's like, hey, I'm the owner.
Oh, yeah. He loves coming around every table and telling people, yo, I own this spot.
No.
And he used to come around with like a bottle of tequila and he doesn't do that anymore.
Nah.
There's pride in ownership, motherfuckers. Yeah. Why you got to belittle the man, dog? Big ups to the owner of Ibarra. You did it. You got white people talking about you
it's
now.
It's true. Look, dude, now the band there is tight. The first time I went there, it was a different band. Mm. But like they used to play and have music videos on the TVs. And I know I get drunk when I go out, but I was not that drunk yet. Mm. The band played in time with the music videos. Like literally, like they had somebody like curating the music videos as they played. Uh-huh. And they must have played to a click or something because it was perfect.
On point.
It was perfect.
Look at you.
It blew me out of the water. That's why I go back.
Look at you. Rave reviews from Barry the Musician.
Hey, people really enjoy the victory
outreach. Avoid the buckets of beers, dude.
Concrete called us the
Concrete
victory.
Concrete said we are part of the victory outreach program. In a sense, we are. Mm-hmm. And let's take this opportunity to thank everybody again. We made it. There was a goal. There was a $10,000 goal. I jumped the gun last week and I said we made it. Apparently, we were $4,000 short. But now we're there, guys.
Now we made it.
With the help of 7 Mile Casino. Big ups to J-Clip. And what we did here with strictly the winter formal, we have met that goal. So now every kid who's a sixth grader at John J. Montgomery Elementary, that's right. You're going to sixth grade camp. So big ups to the social club. Big ups to all the people that participated. Full Circle Group, 7 Mile Casino, Ponce, everybody. Everybody in the clique that gets down and throws a little help and money our way. Thank you guys very much. The YMCA, Supervisor Nora Vargas, all of them played a part in getting us to the end line. Take pride in that. Take pride in the fact that because of our efforts collectively as a group, there's going to be a bunch of youngsters, sounding like J-Clip over here, bunch of youngsters. But then the S is going to be a dollar sign.
As you say this.
Yeah, no, the S is a dollar sign.
Going up.
All right, on my youngsters. On my youngsters. My sleeves are this. You're going to get mad, huh? Good. Fuck.
Yeah, him's going
to
get mad.
Because of you, all these youngsters, give me a bike, are going to be going to sixth grade camp, dude. That's fucking sick.
Yeah. It's the first time I've ever heard of anything like that. It's so fucking rad, dude. And I don't understand why that doesn't happen more. Like,
relax. We're new to this game. Don't fucking start dropping fucking retas on people. Like, oh, I don't understand why more people don't do it.
Think about it, though.
We just did it. This is our first time doing this.
Yeah.
Well, actually, last year we sent a few kids, a handful of kids. Mm-hmm. This year, all of them. Send them all. You know? We want to name the bus the Emo Brown Bus. All the kids. Can we do that?
Paint it brown.
Who do we call? We got to call somebody.
Have Chiclet go like do the lettering?
Yeah.
All right. You can have Mooskies drive it.
Oh, fuck, dog.
You want those kids to get to camp?
Mooskies is the real life version of Otto, the fucking bus driver from The Simpsons. That's real. When you get a chance and get home, I want you to do a split image of Mooskies and Otto, the bus driver.
Otto, man.
And make sure you make that happen. We did it, guys. That's awesome. Congratulations. You know, like we're going to keep doing this. This is just the way to end the year. You know, like this is our way to end the year. Now, I've had people reach out and say, why don't we help other schools? It's because we're just figuring out how to help these schools. What are our big people that we help or the main objective of people that we help? Little league teams. We help little league teams. Plomero hit me up earlier. He's like, hey, how do we help another little league? I said, just ask us. Most of these people, they just hit us up on the low and say, hey, we could use some help this year. Can we put up your banner? Can we get a donation? We're like, yeah. So we fucked around and we're like multiple. I know we're at Sweetwater Valley. I know we obviously at Twin Hills. We are at what's the other ones that we are? The Parkview, because Profe, we're at CVA. So yeah, they're slowly growing. Southwest.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, cool. Yeah, we're doing our part. They need the help down there, man.
Oh yeah, yeah. Did you play down there?
Yeah, I played down there. I played there. I played when they first opened up the Padres Park.
Uh-huh.
Like I was in part of the inaugural like group. Damn, that was on there, bro. That's how long ago it was, fool.
Neta?
Yeah.
How long ago was that?
It was like I want to say like late 90s, early 2000s.
Shit. Like, it's a long time ago.
Yeah, because I was still in, I was like in
how old are you? Remind me.
36.
Changes every fucking week, dog. Changes every week.
That, I think it was, I was in elementary school when that happened, so it had to be like fucking late 90s when they first added the Padres Park down in,
because the Padres still single-handedly, they give dispersed like jerseys and everything to a bunch of little leagues. They don't do the CVA, step your game up, please. George Perez killed it.
Yeah.
George, who was your favorite? No, it's okay. Go ahead, tell us.
My favorite was the host.
Go ahead. You?
You, fool.
Yeah, you crushed it. You left me out to dry, bro.
Nah, no, you did. It, you did exactly what I knew was going
to
happen.
I know what I do. I don't need to be praised for it.
You went up there and you're like, I need you to talk. And I was like, all right, I got you. And then you took the mic and you just kept talking. I was like, there we go.
That's just my way of big dicking.
I'm just at my
If I need you to say something.
Just to give you
all right,
push.
You said enough. And then it was fun. It was fun. It's definitely a better experience than the first time. Then the first time introducing these comics,
had a well, the first time you had
I had all the drugs in my system. Boy, I had a whole pinchy Willy Wonka THC mushroom bar in my pinchy system. It was crazy. And then this time, it was home court advantage, bro. Let's be real.
Mm-hmm.
It was easy because, you know, we talked about it. Well, what's our game plan? I said, let's just treat it like the podcast. We go up there. We just talk the same way we do on the podcast. We deliver our shit just like that. And it worked. People were all about it. And it's home field advantage. It was mostly Emo Brown Social Club members mm-hmm. and their plus ones who maybe may or may not know who we are. And now they do because we had a few people sign up strictly off of that. So it was fun, man.
Yeah.
Do we do this again? Like maybe the Backyard Boogie, we do this shit.
Yes.
You know, like maybe we do the Backyard Boogie with a new set of comedians. Because I got some people reach out to me. They said, hey, dude, I'm fucking down if you're going to do that shit again. I said, okay. So we reach out to these guys. We get a couple more comedians. And we maybe do a straight up like Backyard Boogie, straight up carne asada, bro. Like maybe hot dogs, hamburgers, carne asada. We get the boogeyman back out here. We do our thing. I don't know.
I'm don't threaten me with a good time.
Hey, did I just fucking sign us up for some other shit? I just told wife, he's like, I ain't gonna say shit no more. I don't want to always have to be like setting up things and like talking about it, because then we gotta be about it. But fuck around, we're gonna do it. I know we have a golf tournament coming up, and I think we're changing the date. But I don't want to get too ahead of ourselves on that. Another golf tournament.
We gotta do one in Nasty City.
We're doing too much good in the hood. Well, yeah.
There's never too much.
The nine hole?
Yeah, the nine hole, dude.
What happened?
I said we should do one at Nasty City, like a little warm-up tourney. No. Like a half tourney.
I don't think we can do that there.
Oh, they would love it.
You think they would love it?
Yeah,
they
would love it. Fuck yeah, dude. Me and Gus went one time, and he was talking them up about it. Like,
you went with my best friend golfing without me?
Yeah, we did.
You're a piece of shit.
You should be there.
You are a piece of shit, boo. So that was the wrap-up, dog. That was amazing. Congratulations, everybody involved. That was amazing because we did it for a good cause, you know, and it all comes out. Everybody was happy, did some giveaways. Everybody was drinking. Everybody was I was dancing. There's cool photos. There's a cool photo that somebody took of Chicle and me. I think I just want to start like a, I don't know what I want. What does this photo screen say to you, Kiki? Or are you, what's your name? Angel. look at that photo, fool. Look at the boots, bro. Those are banned in all 50 states, dog.
The top half of you is in a ska band and the bottom half is banda.
Mighty, mighty Banda Tone. Hey, those boots, fool. I love those boots.
Don't say too much.
Look at Chicle out there. Look at them boots, bro. You don't even know. Look, I'm not going to say what kind of boots they are, but zoom in on them bitches again, dog.
But they're the reason we can't throw straws in the ocean anymore.
If you know what kind of boots those are, I got a gift for you.
I'm at through
boots. Right? What kind of gift are we giving away? We'll figure something out.
You're looking about what they're made of?
Yeah. Okay. What skin are these boots? Chat, let me know. Pinchy under the giant boots, bro.
All right, chat, you heard him.
Whatever it is, we'll figure something out. We'll fucking give you an accordion or something. Couple of them laying around.
Dude, that stoke hit you, didn't it?
We'll fucking give you an accordion, bro. But yeah, man, it was awesome. It was great. Let's talk about the wrap-up, though.
Yeah.
Every year, Spotify comes out with a list of what you've heard, a list of who's been listening to us,
mm-hmm.
and who's been following us. So before we get into the personals, let's get into the actual podcast, Emo Brown. So this year, Emo Brown, we have a number one listener, it turns out.
Hell yeah, we do.
We have a number one listener. And it's none of you guys. It's nobody in the social club members.
Step it up.
It's nobody who's a part of the social. It's nobody in Chula Vista. It's nobody in San Diego. Fuck, it's nobody in California.
Mm-mm.
They don't even go by Pacific Standard Time. They don't go by Central. Well, actually, I don't know.
Is it?
We're Cincinnati, Ohio. Is that Central or is that Eastern? It's like a flyover state, or am I tripping, dog?
East. I believe East.
We'll go Central.
Eastern Standard Time.
Is it? Is that what it says?
Oh. Boom, I knew
Eastern
my shit.
Standard All right, cool. Time, yeah.
Cincinnati, Ohio, you win. Our number one fucking listener for all things Emo Brown on the podcast hails out of Cincinnati, Ohio. Listen to an obscene amount of minutes of the podcast, bro. Not a social club member.
Yeah.
Probate 666 out of Cincinnati, Ohio listens to us the fucking most.
Hell yeah.
It's ridiculous how many minutes she listens to us.
Thank
bro.
You.
I don't think my wife listens to me this much. I think if you add up all my children, add up my wife and put mom and dad.
Number of minutes.
They don't listen to me as much as this young lady does. Thank you very much. I reach out to her. I got her a dress. So we're going to send this person.
A nice dress?
We're going to send them all of the merch that we have. You're going to send them an autographed pic or whatever it is. We're going to send you some goop.
Goop.
We hope you're a fan of Gwyneth Paltrow.
You
are getting goop.
goop.
No, it's awesome, bro. It's awesome. That's what I'm saying. It's like when you sit down and actually like see like where people are listening to us, it's from everywhere. Obviously, San Diego is the biggest.
Mm-hmm.
Los Angeles is number two. Mm-hmm. And then Texas, well, Houston and San Antonio and Dallas. they follow us. Ridiculous. Like, we started this in the basement of the brewery. And now let's go over some numbers of where we've taken it.
When we go on tour, 88%
of all of our listeners were discovered in 2023. New. 88%. That's a lot. Because we were doing good last year.
Mm-hmm.
So we added 88% more on top of that.
Do you think it's the video component? What do you think it is?
I think it's the video component, because especially for Spotify, the number one episode that we released this year was Metiche Mondays with Los Tóxicos.
Oh, yeah.
All right? I feel like that episode that we put out, it kind of put us on the map outside of San Diego. It got us into LA.
For sure.
It got us into Chicago. It got us into everywhere in Texas. Because we're pretty steady in the Southwest. San Diego, Los Angeles, even in San Francisco, we get some Bay Area love. We get some Arizona love. But fucking out of nowhere with this, Texas blew up.
Mm-hmm.
People in Chicago started listening to us. Big ups to Ireland. I don't know who we have in Ireland, but people in Ireland listen to us.
Probably your friends you went out there and made that
Maybe,
one
Maybe. I don't make friends, though. How does it feel to have gone global? I don't know, Spotify. How does it feel? Well, let me tell you, because here we are. You
gone
were streamed
leaving.
Heavy. In 16 countries.
Jeez.
16 countries are now privy to what Emo Brown is all about. Of course, the United States is where we dwell from.
Number one.
Number
maybe.
Two, Mexico. Number three, America's top hat,
Canada.
Number four, Germany, bro. I think it's because I sing Silent Night in German that motherfuckers are all about us. Stille Nacht.
Ooh.
That's Silent Night, bro.
And that's all you got?
That's it. That's all you need. That's all you need. Danke. Stille Nacht. The fuck out of here. Get nonsense out of here, fool. What are you talking about? So those are the top four countries. Let's see. Let's go to the next stream here. And it says, your listeners have good taste, obviously. Obvio, microbio. Obvio, microbio. They love comedy, society, and culture, and true crime. That's us. You put all that in a nutshell. That is us, dude. Our listeners listen to rap and to corridos. Yeah,
that makes sense.
That makes a whole lot of
That's
sense,
Kiki.
Bro. we're gonna get into the personalized. We're gonna get into the personalized. I just wanted to make sure that I dropped, you know, some of these numbers for the people that really followed us this year. Thank you guys very much. We look forward to providing more mediocrity. We look forward to, you know, constantly changing the pieces of the puzzle. You know, what's here today may not be here tomorrow. Soak everyone in, except for me. I'm not going anywhere.
Yeah, he's stuck.
Barry, perhaps. I know. We'll see. Everybody likes you, so I'm going to keep you around.
Maybe I was the boost in 2023.
You think so?
No.
I mean, you've been here for a minute. you've been here for a minute.
Yeah. Yeah, I have.
All right. Barry, while I look for more shit, tell us about your wrapped up dog.
Well, all right. You want to do my artist rap or you want to do a personal one first, dude? Because you want to
do
some depressing ass numbers?
Do your personal one number. Do your personal
one. All right. My personal one.
For those who don't know, Barry is a musician.
Mm-hmm.
Stream him.
They'll learn it. No, I'm going to have more music coming out in 2024. So
yes,
they'll
we
be
do.
Set to stream.
We have music coming out.
We.
Do. You think, ask the chat. Does the chat want a 5-song EP released in 2024 by Emo Brown, the band?
I say 6 song.
6?
Yeah.
Oh, that's a lot of work, dude.
It'll be a secret track.
It'll be a secret track? Yeah. Okay, cool. I want to know. I truly want to know if people would even fuck with that. Because I feel like, you know, we've got some talent here, dude. People just think of us as like, you know, clean cut, friendly faces who crack a joke on occasion.
I don't think anybody ever thought of me like that.
It all started with music, dude. These aren't props. These are active instruments that we use on the regular.
This is an expensive ass guitar.
Prove it.
Look it up.
Okay, so what is an expensive ass guitar net you on streams on Spotify in 2023?
I didn't use this one. Yeah, I use the cheap guitar on that. So the music that I listen to the most, genre wise, punk, obviously.
Yeah.
Because I'm awesome and I cut my shorts.
Mm-hmm.
And then my top artists, 1 through 5, goes Blink-182, Green Day, City and Color.
Okay.
Alkaline Trio, and NOFX.
Oof.
Two of those bands you like.
Yeah, I mean, these bands were big in the late 90s, early 2000s, fool.
It's the best time
I mean,
for music.
Fool. Like, I mean, at some
that.
Point, look at I
look
see
at group,
three
dude.
Berries in a photo there, dude.
The, yeah. God, three berries.
Blink 180 Berry.
Berry 182. Yeah, dude. And then top songs, I Miss You, clearly. That's that was Pete's favorite song, so I had to listen to that thing on repeat.
Oh,
Pete. Dancing in the Moonlight, if you never checked that song out, Thin Lizzy, fucking banger. Good Times Roll by The Cars, another banger. Nothing Can Stop Us Now by Mickey and Minnie Mouse.
All right. Okay.
and Let's Ride by MXPX. Have you heard that one? It's like one of their newer ones. It's really good.
Bro.
It's really good.
Did you know my cousin is an MXPX?
Yeah, you should have him on.
He's not.
No, we'll bring him on. We'll make him your cousin. How about you? What was your top?
No, I want to divert over to Compa Kiki.
Oh, you want some real top.
I want some real shit here. Welcome, Kiki.
What's up?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
What on. What do we want to get into first?
Oh, yours. All
my,
you.
My artist?
Yeah. Okay.
My artist, fucking. To be fair, I like how he said, I used to have Amazon Music. I switched over to Spotify.
He's in, a real person now.
In August. And my top five were, I think it was, well, you got it right. It's 50, Drake, Bad Bunny, Eminem, and Kanye.
Wow. Bro.
What's up with yeah. Kanye's picture?
I don't know, bro. Nothing. It just went black. But then I got it. When I got Spotify, it was right before that 50 Cent concert. So then I started fucking streaming a lot of 50.
A lot of Bad Bunny?
Nah, man. My top song was fucking Many Men.
Many Men? Really?
Many Men. Yeah,
yeah, Many Men right here.
Yeah, it was Many Men. Then I got one ASAP song and then it was all 50 again.
There you go. Ain't nothing wrong with that. And you read the book.
He just listens to the picture.
And you read the book.
Yeah, I read the book.
Look at that sandwich. Look at that sandwich.
My genres, it said I had 45 different genres, dog. All right. But it's rap, Southern rap, Urbano Latino, East Coast hip hop.
What is Urbano Latino, bro?
I think that's what they classify reggaeton on Spotify. Yeah, but I also listen to like Cartel del Santa and like fucking Santa Fe Clan, like all those Mexican rappers.
Yes.
So I'm guessing that's what that is, like Urbano Latino, just like you know, hood fucking Mexican music type of shit. Rap, Mexican rap.
I guess. I mean, my hood shit is corridos. You know, that's what I, you don't like corridos at all?
I do, but I don't know, it doesn't resonate with me as much.
Oh man, what a lamer. More emo brown news.
Huh?
We charted this year. Aside from Spotify, I mean, everybody knows that we were the top 20, top 100 episode on, or podcast rather, on Apple. So we did that. We did that for a month over there.
Real talk.
In Spotify, we were number 47.
Ooh.
So we were number 47 in the genres of society and culture. We were number 47 in the genres of comedy and society. So we did our thing. Think about how many fucking podcasts are out there. And for us to be in the top 1,000. Top 100, top 50 of any fucking category. Like, this is not what we set out to do. It just fucking happened. We don't set out to win awards. They just give them to us.
Exactly.
You know, we just show up and they hand them over. So that's pretty dope. But wait, there's more. Are you a gardener? Why do you ask, Spotify?
Because you've been growing.
Because your podcast saw some nice growth this year.
Oh.
Ooh, look at that. 81% in streams went up. We went up 81% in streams, bro. We went up 277% in new listeners. That's a lot, dude. Like, who are these guys? What are we doing? Our followers, they went up 188%.
Show.
Like, if I'm a fucking sponsor, if I have, like, advertising money, if I got marketing money, and they see like two killer dudes and a white guy just talking shit, like I would probably throw some money at these guys.
Who's the killer dude? Angel or Kiki?
Nah, me. Yeah. Me and myself.
You.
And I mean, I would throw money our way, right?
I would too. Come on.
Bring my personal ones up, please.
Got you.
Let's get into this nonsense of mine. Mine is lame, fool. And I'm going to preface this by saying my wife shared this initially.
Mm-hmm.
All right. And what she does with this is she takes the kids to school every morning. And there's a song that they fucking play every fucking day. Okay, so my kids are really good at multiplications, so this song is going to be on there. But the other songs, they don't really represent me.
Let's check
But
it
let's
out.
See what we got.
That's what he tries to say, but if there's no
That was my preface. Okay. Number one, of course, El Compa Eddie Zuko. That's right, Eddie Zuko. I'm out here banging the drum, homie. Look at that. Number two, Belvedere. Hey, Canada. Number three on the fucking top listeners, Remo Brown. That's right. I support you too. Belvedere is one of my favorite bands now, bro.
I know this.
And I've been listening to them consistently for 3 years on Spotify. You know, I've known about them for decades when they used to like tour and do their things. Never been to a Belvedere show. I feel like that's a bucket list item that we should look into for 2024. I feel like we should go to we pick one guy or one artist in our group and we go to their show in 2024.
All right, I'll go see Bob Marley.
No. Why you got to do that? See? So we just lost a sponsor. But I'm saying, we'll look at your lame ass list. We'll look at this guy's urban Latino list. And then, we'll look at my list. And then we'll pick one of each. And then we'll go put the shit back, dog. I'm not done going.
We should go see the artist that gave us the artist video.
Eddie Zuko.
You guys don't want to go.
No?
His tickets are too expensive.
For who?
Fucking the artist that gave me my video, fool.
What are you talking about?
It fucking the one that gave me my video was Bad Bunny.
Oh,
motherfucker's expensive as fuck.
See Bad Bunny, dog. Right. Yeah. Eddie Zuko, we love you. Belvedere, I love you. Number three, homie, El Alfa. I don't know how that happened, but apparently I'm a big Alfa fan, bro. I do like his songs. La mamada, la mamada, la mamada, la mamada, la mamada, la mamada, la mamada. I love it. Bob Marley, that's wifey. Number five. Number Blocks. It's a good song. Because if you go, Number Blocks is the artist, and the top song, number five on my top songs, is Four Times Table. 4 and 4 is 16. 4 and 5 is 20. I'm telling you, dude, look that shit up. It's a fucking sleeping banger, dude.
Guys to be like, my wife plays this song. Really, it's him.
No, but you look at the genres. That's me. Música mexicana. You know, those are my fucking genres. That is exactly what I listen to. I listen to nothing but corridos, bro. I like trap music in Spanish about real life current events. About drug dealers and cartels, and I enjoy that shit. That's what I like. Hate me. What else we got on this? Big ups, bro. We did an excellent job. We're nowhere near like where we should be or where we want to be, but we're well on their way.
You want to talk about that? You should see my artist rap.
What do you mean? What happened?
Dude, every year, because if you're an artist on Spotify, they send you a specific Wrapped, like to tell you how many people have listened to you and whatever.
Here
like
we go.
All the musicians love to post this shit on Instagram. You'll never see me post it. But dude, I don't know. These numbers aren't terrible. It's just like, it's funny to see like your homie, our homie of the show, Eddie Zuko, put his up. It's like 99 million streams and like hours and hours of shit. And then it came up to mine, and they try to be really nice. So it's like,
don't self-sabotage yourself. Like, don't degrade yourself.
You get hours and hours, and I got a million seconds of streams.
Let me ask you this.
Yeah.
Are you actively promoting your Spotify page?
Currently, no.
Are you actively promoting the songs that you play?
Yeah.
Yeah?
Yeah.
What is the number one song that you feel like you promote most for people to listen to? Like if I say, give me your elevator speech, meaning give me the one song I absolutely need to listen to.
It's Red Cups or Pump the Brakes.
Okay, Pump the Brakes. Don't know what it is. Red Cups, definitely know what it is. That for me, that would be the one. Like, but say, hey, what does Barry sing? Well, first off, his name is BJ Jesvera. Wow. Barry is just a little pet name that I've given him over the years. But Red Cups would be the one.
Maybe that's wrong. Everybody's looking for Barry on Spotify.
Yeah. And that's why people don't go to his fights, because they're looking for Owen.
Yeah.
You know, they're like, what the fuck is this Owen guy? We'll get to you, bro. You'll get your opportunity. I'm saying.
I don't know. I'm pretty proud of those numbers. For
why
like,
wouldn't you be? Those are you.
The little work that I've done to put it out there, like people are still listening. But
I'm just saying we can do better. Yeah.
I just like to promote new things. You know, like a lot of this stuff is old. It takes me a long time to record, and it takes me a long time to like put things out, just because like, you know, I've gotten older. Like, it's harder to, like, you know.
I say that's what we put in the crosshairs in 2024.
Yeah.
We continue to move how we move for the podcast, but I feel like we put music into the fold now. Just Bear's music, the Evil Brown music that's coming out, shit like that. Like, our playlists that we have.
Kiki's Urbano Latino.
Urbano. Hey, El Alfa, El Aparato, bro. All that shit. I love it. I'm into music. I love music. I think we should do that. Don't be scared. What did people in the chat say about us forming a band, a super group, some would say?
So we got people, 77% said yes.
Who the fuck are this?
What? You guys would...
What is 23% people, bull? Haters.
Hey, we got 13 votes, okay? The responses were yes to create a 5 to 6 song EP of Emo Brown.
Go ahead.
8% said no, so whoever you were.
You can't see who they are?
No.
Yeah, you can, fool. Call
and
them
then
out.
I have another one that said, I did not know you guys play music. 15% voted on that.
There it is.
We also have answers for your boots if you want them.
All right, let's hear the boots.
I'm going to end this poll.
These must be new listeners, because when I first came on the podcast, it was my job to play music under the entire fucking thing, dude. 3 hours of just like, play guitar.
Okay. For real, you were just...
I would just play riffs and shit.
You've come a long way. This motherfucker played Wonderwall for 3 hours.
Every once in a while, I'd catch you with something and just completely derail the episode. That was my goal.
That's my role.
Yeah, now.
Survey says?
Emu. Are they made of emu?
What the fuck is an emu?
You don't know what an emu is?
It looks like a llama? No, it's a bird.
No, it's like an ostrich.
Ostrich.
It's not that. Go ahead.
I'm not cultured.
Kawama.
How many people voted that?
No one. These are just all comments right now.
Okay, but who said kawama?
Marino.
He wins.
Cheating, bro. He knew.
He knew?
Yeah.
Okay. Rattlesnake.
Nah, rattlesnake. That's a weird ass looking rattlesnake.
Jose Torres said puro emo brown.
Okay, cool. Next.
That's a good answer. koala bear.
Koala bear. Fool. If there are koala bear boots,
they'd be more like Uggs.
Maybe
I'm
going to buy one.
Yeah, they'd probably be Uggs.
They move slow, so you can easily grab them. Turtle.
99% of them have syphilis, too.
Esteban.
Who's that?
Esteban Torres.
My dad? All right. Hey, Esteban Torres.
No, he doesn't have Torres.
You won, yeah?
Yeah. They're kawama.
Are they really turtle?
Yeah, I don't know.
Allegedly.
We got another one, ostrich. Nah, and then El Somos put CC's Python. That's a good one.
R.I.P.
Esteban Torres, you win. I don't know what. We'll figure it out. If you can send a... How do we know who these people are, dog?
Hey, if you won, reach out to Emo Brown, the Instagram.
Yeah, just send us a message on Patreon. Send us a message on Patreon where we can send this stuff. If you're local, we'll find something nice. We'll find something nice. We got good sponsors. You know, but suit us the size of your shirt and whatever, and we'll make it happen. That's what's going on in the wide world of Emo Brown, dog. I feel happy. Mm-hmm. I didn't know how I'd feel. I love that we have fans everywhere. I love that it's not just here. Obviously, it is. This is the epicenter. Let's not get it twisted.
Yeah,
Chula Vista, San Diego, and Los Angeles, they do it for us. Yeah. You know, but there's people out there listening. If you were gonna recommend, if you were gonna describe Emo Brown to somebody, like what would you tell them to go see? Is there a reel that you would tell them to go see? Is there an episode that you would recommend? Is there like a fucking anything on social media? What is it that you would recommend people to see?
I always just tell people the latest episode. Like when I tell people like I'm on a podcast, check this out. And like I do that shit at Tipsy Crawl all the time. Okay. So I'm like,
so three people a week.
Check out the Instagram. Check out this. But I just like the latest, newest, greatest stuff. And then
because we get better,
obviously, like our events are fucking top notch, dude.
You're gonna create a reel for us for the event, like a wrap up. Okay, on the chat. That's for you, Angel.
Say again. I'm talking to chat. I don't want to leave him hanging.
He's over here talking shit.
So you're creating a real wrap-up of what we did for the Winter Forum. What was up?
Yeah, I can go live for it too.
I saw
a
sneaky peeky. It was...
Hey, I heard rumors that you're going on TikTok and you're creating live streams.
No, so I'm streaming on Twitch. I figured...
People still do that?
Yeah. I mean, I haven't done it in a while. I used to stream a lot when I would play video games. But now I just decided last week, I was like, fuck it, I'll just go live. I had the day off and I made a reel. Some people chimed in, but I might do it again this week.
It's such a fucking awesome fucking idea, dude. We all just sit down, grab a beer, we fucking get in the chat.
Oh, live on TikTok?
Yeah. I feel like we're dropping the ball on TikTok. We're dropping the ball on TikTok.
I could do that. I mean, I could probably do both, actually, but
you need help.
I think you can link them up.
He just needs that TikTok password. Go ahead, tell him.
I'll tell you the TikTok password when you're ready, dog.
All right, chat. And Steve, Kiki, DJ, I will go live this week on TikTok, and then I'll figure out, because I think I have to get into your account, but we'll figure that out.
All right.
I'll do it Wednesday.
Like, should we live stream the show on TikTok? Is that a move? Is that something
that's too long? People on TikTok don't have the attention span for a live stream.
Well, maybe just like the...
I don't know, bro. Have you seen the shit that goes on TikTok for hours on end?
I used to just follow it for like...
It's fucking
like
stupid.
The protests and stuff, like just to see what was popping off, dude. Nah, people post that shit everywhere.
They got girls now that'll go on there for live for hours, bro.
Yeah.
Hold on. Not that they'll get like... people will gift them like little emojis like of a banana.
Oh, yeah. The NPC girls, dude.
Oh, my God.
Banana.
Do they get money? Do they get money?
Yes, they get paid for them.
Every emoji.
Send me a banana.
Just
manden un plátano.
That's the name of this episode.
Mandame un plátano.
Oh my God, bro.
All right, man. I got to get your ass to work. Bad. What's going on at Three Punk Ales?
At Three Punk Ales, bro. So this week, I brought us our mic check.
Shit. Mic check. Put that bad boy up here, dog. Yeah, man. Put that up here.
Ooh, it's our mic check. That. So, I mean, people know it's our check logger. Went through a name change.
Mic check right now.
It's
That celebrates my heritage. I appreciate that.
Oh, you're welcome.
Nice.
Part of me is Czechoslovakian.
You get a beer. You get a beer.
Not me.
What happened?
You're not drinking either?
I'll proudly saw this though.
But you have a beer, right?
No, I'm not drinking either. Fool. I got 1 week.
Looks like Steve's drinking four beers.
I'll have a beer. Angel will have a beer.
All right. Well, yeah.
Pre-work beer, baby. That's the best kind.
All right. We're going to get into your quitting mentality after we talk to this guy. So what's going on? We released Mic Check. Mic Check is available. Celebrate 50 years of hip hop.
We have it available at the brewery. Nice. Canned. We have it Crowlers. Yeah. We have it in kegs as well.
Very nice.
Both Little Italy and at 3 Punk Ales on 3rd Avenue.
Coming before 5 o'clock.
Yes, sir. Five before five. And then we were in the Starlight Parade yesterday.
That was awesome.
That was dope.
That was amazing.
That was actually pretty dope, man.
That was a busy ass weekend, bro.
Yeah.
Aside from working UPS, ungodly amount of hours. We had the Saturday event, the Winter Formal. And then on Sunday, the Starlight Parade. I was going to be in the Starlight Parade as a Grinch, but my schedule came out and it didn't let me do it because I had to go to sleep. Kiki, give us a wrap up of the Starlight Parade.
Well, Sean took over as the Grinch.
No, we didn't want to say who it was, but all right. Well,
spoilers.
It's spoiler. Jesus. Who cares? You already gave up that you weren't on there. So, yeah. I mean, the only other guest would probably be Sean. But hey, man, he took the reins on that when we were out.
Look at
there.
Him! Look at him!
Like the kids were, look at that fool, they were
bro.
Loving it, bro.
Look at him!
When we went in front,
I think he was loving it.
Yeah, he was loving it. Man. But like when we went in front of the park where you have to
look
you
at know, those keg
give
guys.
Your give your wave and everything so they judge you. He had the crowd getting hyped, man.
Really?
Because he had one side booing him because obviously he's the Grinch.
The Grinch.
But he had the other side like cheering him. And he was rallying both sides up just equally enough. Like even the booers, he was getting them like, come on.
He should get into politics.
And then, but yeah, man, it was fun. There's a lot of people. It was packed yesterday, bro.
Dude, it was nuts.
Yeah, because you know what? The Starlight Parade has always been a big attraction from Chula Vista for a long time. Like Starlight Parade was the attraction.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Lemon Festival and Starlight Parade. Those were the two events that went down in Chula Vista that people lined up for. I don't know if it's because of whoever was in charge of the business association, because they make all the moves and the decisions of what goes on the block and in the hood. Something happened. I think they got ousted or whatever, and they stopped kind of doing it. They really didn't get a lot of attention. Then the pandemic hit.
Mm-hmm.
So it was very minimal. It was like lame almost. And then this year, I feel like it just came out. Ridiculous.
I don't remember ever being like this.
This was a busy ass.
The whole park was fucking taken over.
The park was crazy, bro.
Then there was like all the elote guys just running. Dude, there was like at least eight that I counted.
Not only that, us to get to H Street from the brewery, like we were just going through traffic of cars. Like the parade had already started and there were still cars trying to find parking. I'm like, yeah, you guys ain't going to make the parade.
Yeah. I was almost going to charge if you wanted to park in my area. Like I was going to charge.
I was going to ask you. I was going to be like, can I park at your house? But I knew you were going to charge. I knew you were going to charge.
You should have come over. I almost asked you if you wanted to park there. Did you guys find parking?
We did.
Yeah?
Yeah.
It didn't matter because Pete fell asleep.
It's true.
The fuck?
Well, it was a long day, dude. We got there like 3:30 to get checked in by 4 with his group, the Daring Martial Arts. Shout out.
And that deserves at least 3 months free from your membership for the Daring Martial Arts, people.
They're awesome.
All right, there you go.
But we went out there and yeah, we had to like, you know, sit and wait around as you do for a parade. Mm. I feel like it was just brutal for these kids because we were out there. Some of us were there, like I said, since like 4. And I don't think we walked until like almost 8.
Ugh,
so we're sitting there in the middle of the street. Bro. There's like kids laying in the street. Just like, it was a bloodbath. And then once we started walking, Pete's like, my feet are tired. I'm like, perfect for the parade. So I just put them on my shoulder and then he fucking just knocked out.
If there's one constructive criticism would be like, maybe not on a Sunday. Like, I don't know what the calendar looked like.
I think they did it on the 3rd and Balboa Nights is December 1st and December 2nd. So that's what they were doing.
So it wouldn't mix
with it. You know what I mean?
Excellent time. We teamed up with the Emo Brown crew. That's right. Brown crew was out there in full force. I don't know if you have a video of El Plomero. El Plomero was over there just like on
surfing,
his, you know, he was surfing, doing reckless shit, bro.
Yeah, the crowd hype too.
There was Emo Brown in the crowd. I saw people with signs.
Yeah.
I saw people with shirts.
Yeah. Hey, man. It's weird, right? Like
I've gotten used to it. I like it.
We in the streets.
I like
now.
Seeing that Emo Brown everywhere, dude. I want to see it more.
I'm telling you, one day we're gonna
go to Ohio and see it.
We're gonna like what's that character from Beachy Batman? All of a sudden he switches and he becomes like the bad guy. Harvey the guy.
Oh, Two-Face. Harvey Dent.
What if that was us?
Yeah, he was
dude?
The DA, dude. What if, he's already a bad guy.
Like, what if one day like we're just all doing good in the hood and it's like no.
That would require someone splashing acid on our face. I'm not down for that.
Man, no, that's all on you. But yeah, big ups Emo Brown. We did that shit too. We were out there on the streets. Yeah. Everybody was out there. Big fucking El Plomero, leader of the pack. Plomero, all he does is ride bikes, fool. This motherfucker's crazy.
He rode a bike here.
Yeah. Fucking shit, dude. He's out of hand. I wish you could bring a camera soon, one day. And then we had Darren Smith and his beautiful wife.
Mm-hmm. Yes,
sir. And Leah. And then we had, who else was out there? We had Levi. We had DB Styles, bro. DB Styles. Well, he didn't wear any headwear or anything like that. He was just out there, you know, riding, bro.
Sparky was wearing
and
his.
Sparky, hey.
He had his Mandalorian.
Sparky, this is the moment. Sparky. Pay attention. Bring the shit in on me. Sparky fucked up. Sparky did a very bad thing once upon a time.
A big no-no.
But guess what? Water under the bridge. All is forgiven.
Welcome back.
But never forgotten. He's been back. He's been back. We've had conversations and he's like, you know, like, hey, bro, there's boundaries. There's things you don't do. And now he's full force. He's like, we've had a chat. He was here at the event.
Yeah, he was.
You know, he once again, you are the electrician of Emo Brown. Welcome. I got some work that needs to get done. We'll talk later.
Yeah, but he takes the ribbing like a champ, dude. Like,
he did it initially.
No.
He did it initially. But now a new leaf has been turned. This fool is banging hard for Emo Brown. Like, he was at the winter events.
Mm-hmm.
He was out there riding bikes. He's out there doing the centennial rides with El Plomero. Dude, these guys are freaking morons.
Yeah.
100-mile trip to, where do you guys go? From pier to pier, from Ivy Pier all the way up to Santa Monica Pier? Oceanside to Santa Monica.
Canada, practically.
I dare you to do that one. Do to Santa Monica Pier and come back. These fools leave here and they ride their bike from IB all the way up to Oceanside. and back.
What?
Ridiculous, bro. 100 miles. I think, how often do you guys do it? More than once a month? I'm sorry, more than once a year? They do it about quarterly. Maybe they do it like every 3 months. We'll drop information on that if you want to do that.
When we hit a certain number of streamers and subscribers, we should definitely post like a picture of your calves. I bet they're amazing.
Oh, man. No, they're just soft-ass
calves. Just a disclaimer for people to know, like, it's not a fucking race bike.
No, it's not. We don't race.
We're not racing bikes.
These guys are doing miles. It on 29ers, bro.
Yeah.
29ers, pedaling all the way up to Oceanside and back. Longest trip I did with these guys was UCSD to the library. I was dying. That was only like 40-something miles. So imagine doing that, coming back and doing it again. I'm still 20 miles short. Mm-hmm. Uh-uh. Not for me. Big ups. He has a ride every Monday. Follow El Plomero. He'll keep you abreast. Rasta Roots. Roots Rasta. Some shit
Roots
like
Riders.
That. Roots Riders. La verga.
Whatever. No baby legs on that one, though.
They have a baby legs ride. I think Erica sets that one up. They do it on Wednesday.
Yes.
They meet up on Wednesday on front of the brewery, like at 6-ish. So cruise in there if you want a shorter, more like user-friendly family ride. But if you're going to go out with these savages, bro, you better come correct. Their warnings is bring tubes, be ready to go do hills. I'm doing another. I'm
typically what? The rider. First Sunday ride is always a shorter, more easy ride, right?
Well, I'm coming back because now Little League is over on Sundays. So Little League has been like a constant for like the last few months. And I told, because I committed to at least do once a month. I said, I'll ride once a month with the crew so we can get out there. Last few months, I haven't gone at all. So I feel like this Sunday is an easy or a hard one? There's a hard one. I'm not going to do this Sunday. I'm going to join you via Peloton. You tell me how many miles you did.
Ooh, that would be cool if you guys did like a live stream during Peloton.
También se puede. So yeah, because I'm excited to get back on there. I got to get my bike fixed up again. Needs a little bit of a tú sabes what, a little tune-up.
Bike Whisperer, where you at?
Yeah, we need to get on there. So what I'm saying is we have different facets. There's different layers. What we do here, maybe it doesn't appeal to you, but maybe we have something in the biking community led by Pinche Plomero. Baby Legs led by Erica. You know, like every day of the week, there's something going on. Yeah. We've got happy hours going on. Angel, were you aware of this?
No. Tell me about it.
I got to sneeze.
Hold on.
Well, let me tell you about it. We go out as a crew and we enjoy happy hours around the town.
Mm.
We support local businesses and our friends. We go out. We did the Elwood this last one. I think we were speaking of the Bottle Rocket for the next one.
No, sir. You are wrong again.
All right.
All right. So we did three Punk Ales. We did three Punk Ales a couple in November. December, we are going to do it at the Elwood. We're going to go to the Elwood. Who are we going to bless? What shift should we go on? Should we go on a Friday? Shall we go on a Thursday? I said we go on a Friday. And we do a emo brown happy hour. A nice emo. And you got to bring your card.
Mm-hmm.
If you don't make that shit clack, don't expect anything coming back. All right? We're going to make sure you got to take your card. Take it to Elwood. Today is Monday, the 5th.
I think so.
Okay.
Yeah.
Let's do it. Next Friday. Let's do it. Fuck, see, I don't know. I need to look at calendar.
I got a good team.
You got to fight, homie. Yeah, like, fool. I knew there was something going on.
Like, I got work.
I'm on.
You got work? Oh, shit, man.
Why not just Friday? This Friday is the 8th?
Friday the 8th at the Elwood. We will be having a happy hour for all of the members. Social Club members, you want special discounted prices? I'm going to run it by CZ and see what we can do. At the brewery, we did $3 pints.
Yep.
We did $3 pints all night. Now, we're going to go and have discounted pricing. Maybe we'll have a fixed menu for the fucking emo brown people.
Cool.
You know, maybe special cocktails. My fucking old favorite cocktail is an old fashioned, dog. My favorite is an old fashioned.
The and worst they make person, the best ones at the Elwood.
Megan, she kills it on the fucking old fashioned, dude. I've been going in like on Saturdays getting my old fashions, and she does a really good job. CZ. No mames. You know, you already know CC gets down with old fashions. And that's where it ends. There's other people that work there, and I've had some shitty old fashions. But we will bring them up to speed.
Hey, yeah. We do have someone in the chat asking for non-drinkers. We do have non-alcoholic.
We have
O'Doul's.
I've had a michelada with a Heineken Zero.
They got water and soda, fool. Yeah, hey, come through.
Real talk?
For free.
Real talk? The Heineken Zero michelada at the Elwood?
That's what I drink on my dry months.
Tasty.
It's tasty, fool. It's tasty. We'll pay you. That'll be the discount.
Yeah, yeah.
Here's $1. Have a Heineken Zero Michelada, bro.
I don't think that's a good idea.
And I'm fucking around. Everybody at that would make stellar old fashioned, except for one person. And you know who you are.
He's gone now.
Hey, I made it because he told me he likes it sweet. So I'm like, all right, cool. We came in. And then I made you the second one. And tell me what happened. Hold on. Let me get a little close up.
It was really good. It was really good. Keep it up. No, it's all good. I don't know what kind of pricing we'll get. Maybe like $5 cocktails or something. We'll figure it out. Cece's probably going to yell at me later.
Bring cash.
Bring cash. Yes. Cash, 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 cash. Friday from 4 to 6. Ooh, I like that.
Sounds good.
Sounds good, right? You're available, right?
Yeah.
Okay, you'll be there. Angel, yeah. You'll be there?
I'll be working, but you guys have fun.
Ooh, you're fucking lame, dude. You're
Why do you like to work so much, dude?
Yeah. What do you, I'm what do you, to the hustle. What are you striving for?
He listened to 50 Cent book once.
You want to buy a house? Well, here.
Yes.
Let me break some knowledge down for you
Talk
really
to
quick,
me.
Dog.
Talk
all right?
To
let me
you
tell
won't.
You. I want to buy a house. How about raising a family? How about you now currently live in the most expensive city in the whole United States? We've gone over that. We've gone over the numbers.
Number one, baby.
All right. What does that mean? What does that mean? In Chula Vista, it means the average median single family house of 4 bedrooms, 2.5 baths, you know, adequate size yard.
Sounds
$1 million.
Mansion.
It's going to be $1 million. Prepare yourselves. Okay. But do you want to raise a family here, Angel?
Talk to me.
You have a lovely lady under your arm, right?
I do.
And one day you'd like to, you know, procreate and add to the wonderful culture of Mexicans and shit, right?
Absolutely.
Well, are you ready for $110,568 a year? Because that's how much a family of four in San Diego County needs for a decent standard of living. This is according to a new United Way of California poll. All right. The report found that in San Diego, 36% of households fall short of the 110,000 mark. All right. That is a lot, fool. That is a lot of money to raise a family. I have 3 fucking kids. Hey, Steve, why do you have so many jobs? Hey, Steve, why don't we ever see you? Because I'm fucking working.
Yes, yes.
I'm at fucking work every day but Sunday. And on Sunday, they want me to dress like the Grinch and fucking lead a parade. Bro.
You were supposed to be the star of the Starlight Parade, dude.
You wanted me to fucking be the drum major twirling a baton in the front.
Nick
like
Cannon.
You know, I'm like, trying to, yeah, bro, Nick Cannon got me beat with drum all the kids. Bro. No, he got me a beat with all
them. Yeah.
That's expensive.
Yeah.
That's expensive.
That's a lot, bro.
Do you think you want kids? Is
fuck,
that something?
No, that's like
fuck. No, you don't want kids.
I mean, I do, but like not.
That's, oh, don't look not at me. I don't want to give you kids. Price. I got no, not a, I can't do that. I can't do nothing about that.
You're sitting too close to Steve. You might get
$2 million just to raise them for 18 years,
bro.
And like they ain't leaving after 18 now.
That's if you want to raise them like nicely.
$110,000 a year.
I need $110,000 for me to fucking live comfortably around here.
My goal, my dream car, is to buy a Cadillac Escalade. The electric version that's coming out, I think if it's not next year, it's the year after that. That shit's $130,000. My wife Ooh. Laughs at me, but it's on my vision board. Because one day I think I'm going to fucking hit the lottery
yes.
and I'm going to fucking Same. Buy that shit.
Hell yeah.
You know, cash, bro. I'm going to roll in like Tony Montana.
Dog. You are
I say,
lottery.
Why don't you put some fog lights here just because like I get stuck in a swamp? You know, like whatever. I
machine guns? Can I get machine yeah, guns?
I want bulletproof this. You know, like, I want that. That's my fucking shit. But it makes, it adds perspective to what a piece of shit I am. It costs $110,000 to raise a family, and I'm over here just trying to piss away $100. I don't have it. I have $1,000. I need 100 more of those stacks.
I got 100.
I need 100 more of those stacks to get an Escalade or to raise my family. Ridiculous, bro. Yeah. It's ridiculous. I don't know how we make it. I don't know how most people make it.
Let me just say this, though, also. Yes, money is important.
But
raising a family doesn't just take money, and you do a great job. I think we all collectively, the parents in this group, do a great job. At like actually raising our fucking family and being there and like even for all the jobs you work and everything, like you spend time with those kids.
I have to, fool.
I've seen it.
My biggest fear is somebody else is gonna raise my kids.
Exactly.
That's the my biggest fucking fear.
Yeah.
How's the side? Imagine, fool. Oh, I know homies like that. And it breaks my heart to see that happen. I don't wanna be like that. Mm-mm. So I gotta work hard. I give up a lot, you know, without a problem to be around my family and to be I could spend more time at the brewery. I did for the first 5 years of it. 4 years, you know, right during up to the end of the pandemic, every day I was at the fucking brewery.
Mm-hmm.
I don't need to do that shit anymore. I feel like I've established a game plan and people know what's up. Got to tinker some things every now and then. I could definitely spend more time at the brewery. I could spend more time at the Elwood. Or I could spend quality time taking my kids to fucking jujitsu.
Yeah.
Taking them to, look at today, dude, today. I have 3 fucking chamacos, dog. Each one of those little weenies has an event today. All right? Sonny, 4:00, after we pick him up at school. He's got to go with his pitching coach. Big ups, Command Kings. Compa Josh. I got to take him there. And he's got to fucking work on his delivery. Because right now, you know, he wouldn't get him. He's going to get better. Number 2, Jackson. He's got boxing at 5:00. Okay? 5 to 6. Big ups, Anthony Barragan at House of Boxing.
Mm-hmm.
He's getting my kid all dialed in. Number 3, Oliver, El Chiquito. The assassin of the 3. This motherfucker will slit your throat when you're sleeping. Just so he can take a photo of it. He doesn't give a fuck. Number 3, he's an animal. He's a fucking animal. He's at jiu-jitsu today from 4 to 4:45. You know, he's still in the tumbling stage. Like working, but they're working on moves and shit. Bottom line, that's 3 kids. That's 3 different places. It's just wifey and me. You know? So, Barry, I need you to take my kid somewhere. One of them. You got to take him somewhere today.
Elwood, baby. Let's go.
Friday. I'm just saying, it's hard. Like, it doesn't matter. We have such a small sliver of time, of free time, and mine is no better place to spend it than with my kiddos. Taking them here, taking them there. But some people got to work two jobs, three jobs, and they don't get to spend time. This is no longer a one person works in the household kind of thing. Everybody.
For a long time. Yeah.
Dude, my kids work. Fuck. They work. They do. They work for V-Bucks. Like, we were in the front yard. We were, for real, dude. We were fucking in the yard this, what was it, yesterday, sweeping and shit, growing all the leaves. Because right now, there's leaves, bro. That beachy treehouse.
Oh, yeah.
It's infesting the yard with just dry leaves and the kids. The wifey's like, hey, you want fucking more V-Bucks? You want more? Their currency is minutes to play video games. Mm-hmm. So it's like, all right, cool. Boom. Pop, 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 pop. And that's how they do it, dude. That's how they do it. Right now, I guess something on Fortnite happened where Eminem came out or some shit.
Oh, yeah. Servers were down.
Dad, I need Eminem skin. I said, what the fuck you know about Eminem? Like, I was like, what you know about Eminem? And then I guess wifey and the kids were watching while I was at work or something. They started watching the live stream or whatever.
Yeah.
And the kids were like super impressed with Crystal, like knowing like the song. Mom, how do you know about Eminem?
Whatever you say, I am.
So we've reached that level of parenting where we're like, we're questioning our coolness. Motherfuckers, you don't know, but we cool as shit, kids. We cool as shit. I'm going to teach you some weed, teach you all the things. Load a gun. You're going to learn some things with us.
You're going to learn today.
So I'm just saying, man, if you're not actively making time to raise your family, someone else will. Yeah. And how many years do we truly have raising our family where they're happy and involved? Look, I was always, I'm very family oriented. So I fuck with my parents on the regular, on the regular. My mom, my dad, we butt heads, but we get over it real quick. There's no like, oh, I'll go to sleep angry with people. We spend a lot of time together, you know? So it's like, they are my backbone and everything. I want my kids to see myself in the same light. Mm-hmm. You know, it's like, fuck, the little one hates me though, fool. That fucking asshole. He's like, I don't like you, daddy. I don't love you. I was like, oh.
I've gotten one of those. That hurts.
He hit me with it twice. Well, I was like, I love mama. I was like, I don't love you. I was like, all right, Alden.
Oh, shit.
Okay. Remember this shit, homie. Remember this shit. Daddy, come lay down with me a bit. Nah, fool, call your mom.
The exchange rate on V-Bucks just went up.
call your mom, fool. Dude, you're going to have to take out all the trashes to get 1 minute of play, fool. Raise a family here. Do it. Don't be scared.
On a boat.
Make money, but make time, too.
You bring up a valid transition. There's motherfuckers right now who are saying, you know what? I'm done with this. I don't want to buy a $1 million home. I don't want to work 60 hours a week. There's motherfuckers I know working 60 hours a week right now. I'm looking at one of them. Romero, one of us. Top-notch guy. He's out there working for his family. He has his own private company. You know, he has a plumbing company on his own. El Plomero, reach out to... What's the name of the company? South Bay Plumbing. For all your clogged pipe needs, this motherfucker comes smelling like wheat. And he'll handle it for you. Hey, let me write your jingle. And he's out there working. He's got a family, dog. Everybody's out there working. Some motherfuckers just said, I'm done working 60 hours. I'm going to live on a boat. Cue the card, Angel. There is a dude who gave up his... whole fucking career to live on a boat and pay $1,900 a month. Would you fucking live in a sailboat and go worldwide for $1,900 a month if it costs you $2,000 a month? I'm assuming those $2,000 are all in. Comida, gasolina, todo lo que se requiere. Whatever's required to operate this boat, he's out there. It looks like they got a kid.
Mm-hmm.
So that's homeschooling as fuck.
Oh, yeah.
They're raising Ariel over there, fool.
The Wi-Fi's got to be good, though.
Yeah?
I got to be able to watch.
He got to play that Fortnite.
Twitch, all of it. Yeah, I got to get my
I mean, at that point, you'd be fucking using that Tesla.
Just get Skynet.
That Elon Musk shit.
What's coming out?
It's satellite.
Something Link, right?
Yeah.
Skylink or something.
When is Elon putting a chip in me, fool? So I can... No, what is the Neuralink?
You buy the I don't know, like the
receiver.
Modem. Yeah. And it links up to the satellite. So then from there, you'll have you can take it with you and you'll have internet at any place you're fucking at.
It will disconnect every now and then. Come on.
That's also nice.
But I think I would live on a boat if I was single. If I was single, I'd live on a boat.
You would take the family?
No, bitch, I'm single at that moment. I would live on a boat and I'd be content. You know, I'd be from port to port, doing my porting, do whatever needs. Can you pull that off?
Yeah, for sure, dude. I would love an alternative lifestyle like that. Or like even like a camper, like just drive around, go like KOA to KOA. Like, because you think about it, if you own that shit, you own that shit. Mm-hmm. And then you're only paying like basically like a renter's fee of like wherever you pull up. So it's like, it's a little cheaper than like actually living.
Angel Legacy on a boat.
He drove one here today.
Yeah. Oh, shit.
I feel like I would go to sleep how most people do when they're drunk. You know what I mean? Like you just be rocking. I don't know if I'd be able to
see. So your body adjusts.
If you see this boat rocking, don't come a knocking.
The only problem with a boat,
because it's just me and my sock.
Because like even when I was like, when we were out to sea, like and the waters are bad, like you rock from side to side.
Oh,
and you
fall out of bed.
Your body gets used to it and you're just like,
really?
Yeah.
You strap things down, you're good.
You never got nauseous or anything like that?
No. It was only when I was a kid.
Only when you talk.
Yeah. But, like outside of.
That was mean. I'm sorry. I don't know
damn, but, dude. Hey, I think you took Steve's microphone.
I did.
Yeah. But I never got nauseous out there. You just, like I said, like you get your sea legs, so you start getting used to like, the way it moves.
If I ever have to develop sea legs, just fucking end me, fool. I don't want to ever have sea legs.
Just imagine like the upkeep, though, like, because you do have to like scrape barnacles off. Yeah. And you got to like make sure that you're not like getting a leak.
$1,900 a month doesn't cover that shit.
No, probably not.
Because you're not hitting a port. You're literally dropping anchor and then going in from wherever you're at.
It's like so I need a boat for my boat?
You need like a little, you'd have like a little dinghy.
Oh, man, yeah. I do have a little dinghy.
Well, joke's on you.
Joke's on you. I've been rolling with a little dinghy all my life, bro. All right, kick me something that you got on your list, Barry.
Well, here's some good news.
Oh, here we go. Good news. We all can use some good news.
Chargers fans rejoice. Mm-hmm. They shut out the Patriots, dude.
That's your good news, Phil?
That's pretty good news.
You
I don't
realize
know.
That's like saying an ex-girlfriend left you a long time ago.
Yeah, it's true.
And now she had a baby.
And she's doing way better.
Yeah. No, I don't want to celebrate for the best, Chargers. You know? Oh, the fuck? You're really happy about that?
Well, like 2 weeks ago, you're like, am I a Chargers fan again?
Did they do that great? Because, like, I mean, the Patriots suck this year.
The Patriots have been doing really bad.
Yeah, so let's be real here.
But that's just a funny headline. I don't know. If you guys ever thought about donating your body to science when you die?
I am.
Yeah. You are?
Yeah, I got the
whole. Do you really believe that it's going to go where you're saying it's going to go?
Fuck no.
Where do you think it's going to go?
Wherever they feel like sending it.
That's exactly what I'm about to tell you. Because there was a man in Arizona who put his mother's body up for like scientific research. And it ended up being sold to the U.S. military for bomb testing.
No.
Bomb testing? Yeah. What the fuck?
Which is kind of like, I'd rather do that. Like, just send me out there. That'd be fun.
That's somebody's mom.
Now,
fool.
Though. Like,
that's somebody's mom. Well,
but technically, you're giving away your body for science. It doesn't fucking specify what specific science it is.
Yeah.
Like,
science.
Yeah. The hospital's taking it for sure. For
all
testing,
scientific
bro.
Studies to see, like, oh, how's the body going to react to this explosion? Or how's it going to react
to this? So it's
supposed
to be for medical research.
This is the good news you were talking about?
Yeah.
Are you guys ready for some good news? Your body's not going exactly where you thought it was. Yeah.
You could go be a cool test guy.
There you go.
So in Arizona, a man suing the body donation company for selling his mother's body to the military for blast testing. Jim Stouffer believed his mother would be used for medical research. Instead, it was used for bomb impact.
Oh, wow. Damn.
Which is like, what do you think that means? Like, they put her like right under it and just like, or like
maybe
put them back a little bit to see like
that sounds like some stoners how, like, came up with this experiment.
Like you see all those videos of like the nuclear testing from like the 50s where it's like they have like the mannequins and shit. What if they weren't mannequins?
I didn't like that one. Next.
Well, that was, I don't know. I think about that a lot. Like where I'm going to go when I'm done. Like,
I think I want to.
How do you want to go?
Did we talk about this last week? There's a new shit that comes out where they put you in a water vessel. And they mix some sort of chemical and it decimates all of the tissue, meat on your bones. And then they take the bones out and they pull it in a little pulverizer and they powder you out. And then that's a wrat.
Mm-hmm.
That's it. You know?
No more cremation?
I don't think so. You know?
I just want to be put in the dirt. No coffin, no nothing. Like, don't even suit me up. Just
organic
like,
as fuck.
Put me out there in my cutoff shorts and a zero shirt. Mm. Toss me in the ground and let me like decompose. Right. I don't want to just be like...
Well, that's weird. You're decomposing and you're still in your living state.
It's true.
That's a crazy thing. Apart. Have you done that? I would love to be a tree, actually.
Mm-hmm.
If you're going to ask me how I'm going to do it, I would love to be used as fertilizer to build a tree. And then you just put me in. But my family can't move because then what the fuck?
Take it with them.
All right.
Yeah, you can take whatever. It with you.
What, I feel like
what about tattooing? Some people like to get cremated and turn into tattooing.
No.
Ooh, I'm down.
I don't think
I would be tattooing
be
down, for sure.
I would be.
But I would want to like draw the tattoos for people. Like this is what you got to put.
Like if I die and wifey gets a new boyfriend or husband and I make her tattoo me on her and be like, oh, what's that? That's my husband. He's there. Mm-hmm.
He's watching.
He's watching.
Just tattoo your eyes.
Oh, man.
What about being put fertilizer in the pot plant? Like how high?
Mm-hmm.
Is that,
I
want
to talk
real?
To Samson.
I mean, I don't know. I wouldn't be fucking seeing anybody, but I'm pretty sure you can just use fertilizer and put it in a fucking weed plant.
Put you in a beer.
And then you can have your own strain.
No. Maybe. Maybe. Maybe
the special blend at Three Punkus.
Oh man.
The owner's blend.
Nah.
All right, real good news. I'll celebrate something really exciting. Okay, cool. Me and Angel are excited, at least. And about a million other fucking people.
Uh-oh. Ooh, yes.
The Grand Theft Auto 6 trailer is coming out tomorrow.
What does that mean?
And I know for you, this is nothing, but like...
What does that mean?
So every time a Grand Theft Auto game comes out, it pushes the boundaries of not just like video gaming, but media in general. Like Grand Theft Auto 5, the last one, is 13 years old. It still makes billions every year. That's how big this is.
So like this it's is outsold. Huge.
Look how many
it's
likes outsold. It got, dude. Over almost 6 million likes.
For an announcement.
Gamers unite.
That's for, an announcement, for an announcement that they're going to release a trailer. They haven't released anything yet.
Nothing's been said about the game. They're
they
just
put
like, oh, yeah,
no money into like advertising ever. They just go,
am I buying this game?
And it breaks the fucking
screen. Oh, everyone is buying it.
Everybody buys it.
You want to live that narco life? You do it in Grand Theft Auto.
You can do a podcast in GTA Online.
People do.
You can come to my apartment. You can smoke weed and drink wine.
It's true. We get all fucked up.
Why don't we just
invite strippers over, dude?
Yeah, it's crazy because you can have a whole, like a room. Like a fucking, you have an apartment, bro. It's fucking crazy.
GTA Live. But yeah, so tomorrow they're dropping the trailer for the latest, greatest Grand Theft Auto
coming out. When does the game come out?
That's what we're going to find out. That's what everybody's been speculating.
I'm so fucking stoked, man.
Hey, I just started gaming.
Yeah.
Call of Duty.
Yeah, you're back.
I've risen in the ranks.
Mm-hmm.
The kids love watching me play.
You might be able to play this on a custom PS5 soon.
I told these fools, I was like, hey, you like watching other YouTubers play video games? Yeah, come and sit down, watch your dad play.
Mm-hmm.
And I started doing some things, and they're like, Dad, that was a headshot. I said, bitch, I know. Dad, you just hit him with an axe. I said, motherfucker,
well,
full control.
Don't let them watch you play Grand Theft Auto.
Why?
Yeah.
Is it that bad?
It's bad, bro.
Yeah.
Every year it gets more and more like just realistic. Like,
drop your gamer tag. Cool. Drop your gamer tag.
Helen Keller.
Helen Keller.
I made it when I was 16. What do you want?
Go ahead, Kiki. What's your gamer tag?
The GOAT 31.
The GOAT 31. So you made it 4 years ago because you're 35 now.
No, so I made that shit back in like 2000.
Was 31 then?
When he was really 31.
I said it last time we were talking about Cromartie. Remember when you did the crow?
Mm-hmm. All right, Cromartie 31. Angel, gamer tag?
Breadshot X.
Bread shot.
He's very proud of this.
Very.
It's a really good.
How long have you had that one?
Since like COVID, before COVID.
Okay. Mine is Emo Brown. Go figure.
Easy to find.
Just Emo Brown.
What are you on? I'm on PS5.
We can still play.
PS5. Yeah.
We can play Call of Duty and stuff.
Yeah. Play Call of Duty.
Everything's like cross-platform.
Everything's going cross-play now.
We should do a stream of us playing
Call of Duties.
Call of Duty before GTA when it comes out.
Just us reviving Steve left and right.
Hey, ha ha ha, bitches. Let's see what happens.
Let's see that KD.
Let's fuck around and find out, dude. I think we just figured out what we're going to live stream next.
Yeah.
We got a FIFA gamer over here in chat as well.
What does he say?
I would love to see Steve play GTA, though.
That would be amazing.
Dude, he would flip his shit.
He'd be more Steve than
he doesn't
he is
understand
here.
Like that it's just the game for him yet until he finds
I've never
out.
Played
oh just wait
I think I played GTA
so every
no, but no, not the new ones, man. No. The newer ones are fucking
there are eras of GTA. So when GTA first came out, it was like an 8-bit, like above the head, like above view, whatever. And then in like the late 90s, early 2000s, it went to the 3D era where it was like this really like pushed gaming forward because there wasn't like open world games yet.
Yeah.
Grand Theft Auto 3 came out, you could go anywhere, do anything, don't even have to do missions, just fucking run around, be a criminal. And in 3D. So it was like pushing graphical boundaries and shit.
Are there teams like in Call of Duty?
There are now. Okay. So then the next generation, games. When like basically whenever a new console comes out, isn't like you'll see a new GTA come out because like they just push like that level. But so this last one is the HD universe. And like you could do anything. You can go to the casino. You can like literally live a normal life, commit no crimes and still make like a bunch of money in that game. Or you can be a drug dealer, a criminal. You can be a fucking
whoever
CEO.
You want to be. You can try to raid a fucking military base all day and try to get a jet.
Yeah.
Never really happens.
Yeah, dude.
That's fucking awesome, dude.
And so like the maps get bigger and bigger. But like this last one, GTA 5, was set in their Los Angeles style.
Okay.
So they call it San Andreas.
Yeah.
And the next one is going to be in their like Florida style, Miami. Oh, no. They call it
Florida Man.
They call it Vice City.
Yeah, it's going back to Vice City.
But
it is.
The rumor is this one is going to be like you get to go to different like islands and you're like flying like packages and like living that life.
UPS.
I say we need to warm up before we get into that.
Mm-hmm.
I say we buy Modern Warfare 3 because I have to buy it.
I already got it.
Got
done.
It.
Okay, you got it?
Done.
You got it or you got it?
I have it.
You have it. You have it or you got it?
I was the first to have it.
We've been playing.
Okay. I'll get it tonight.
Get it.
We're going to practice.
Well, if you got the PlayStation from Dickey Islands, it comes with it.
Yeah?
Why no, it didn't.
Yeah,
no, it didn't.
Oh, it did. It did. Is there an option in Call of Duty where it could just be the four of us in there?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And then we're just like a free
private
for
games.
All?
Yeah. Just talk shit. Yeah, yeah.
Fool, you're not ready for this. Hey, I like how you guys are like, oh, we're going to fuck Steve up. Yeah, all right, bitch. All right.
Yeah.
I say we open it to some of the gamers in the social club.
Okay. Let's do it. We'll set up a private match.
We'll do it on Patreon.
All right, cool. We're close to wrapping this up because this motherfucker got to go to work.
Yeah. I'm talking about
got to go to work.
I got to go play video games now, dude. I'm so excited.
What else we got?
December 12th, big day. Big day for me.
Oh.
Not last week I announced, or the week before I announced, that I'm not doing any more Sundays at the Elwood.
Why?
Because this month I'm doing a Tuesday, baby.
Okay, cool.
Tuesday, December 12th. You come on out and check me out. Yeah. So I'd like to see some people out there. We could do our own happy hour. You come out, pay regular price, and get some music with your drinks.
There you go. The fun never stops here.
It's true. I do requests. I'll butcher your favorite song, whatever you want. Man.
All right, good for you. Wait a minute. You said something earlier. You're not drinking?
Yeah. Do another dry month. But this month I'm pushing myself too, because I've done a few dry months this year. I'm pretty proud of myself.
Go ahead.
This month, I'm going to try not smoking weed.
Really?
Not the whole month. That's lame. But for at least a week.
Yeah, because you smoked on Saturday.
Yeah, I did.
And that was December 2nd.
Oh, all right. Well, yeah. I'll add 2 days.
I like how you realize you already fucked up before you even do it.
I try. You know, I try my best.
Okay, so wait. You're not going to smoke and you're not going to drink.
Yeah. Right. I like these dry months.
Good for you, fool.
Yeah, they're good. Saturday,
I mean, let's be real. Like, for real, for real. I drank on Saturday.
Mm-hmm.
I drink on Mondays here, but aside from that, I really don't think I'm going to drink that much.
Yeah.
My shit is, I'm going to get on the Peloton every day and do at least 30 to 45 minutes. And then I'm going to do at least my normal, like, I got to walk 5 miles every day. And let's see what happens. Eating carrots and cauliflower and all the shit that wifey gives me.
Another transformation. Yeah.
She doesn't want me to fucking die. I think she doesn't want me to. I told her that if I didn't have kids and if I wasn't married, I'd give up. Dude, I'd be going out like a savage. I'd be doing all the drugs, eating all the nasty food, staying up late, being just ridiculous.
Hanging out with me in the gas lamp.
Imagine, fool, getting arrested. yeah, but I feel since, you know, I'm married and I'm a responsible guy, I got to take care of myself. You know, I don't do it for me. I do it for them. Because I, like I said, I don't want anybody else raising my kids. Mm-hmm. I want to make sure that these are carbon copies of me. Boo, you motherfuckers are in trouble. Think I'm bad?
I'm going to get punked three more times.
Jeez, dog, homie. Yeah. Good for you. Good for you.
I like it. I think everybody should try it. Not like, I'm not telling everybody, do it with me this month, but I'm just like, yo, take some time off. See what life is like. Clear-headed.
Geeky, you're in the middle of doing that right now. Why don't you wrap us up with a little bit of fight updates and talk about Pretty Mexican coming in.
So we're set up for Thursday. Angel, can you do this Thursday?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
So we're trying to set it up, double check for this Thursday at 2 p.m. to go with our interview that you guys want to do in the warehouse.
Thursday, 2 p.m. here at the HQ. If you're a social club member, stop by. Let's see what we can do. We got the setup already.
Yeah.
It's already set up for us in there, dude.
Then December 14th, it's my weigh-in.
Mm.
Like, I'm only bringing this up because we do the original weigh-ins earlier in the morning. They don't let people in. But then on at night, around like 6 o'clock, six or 7 o'clock, they have the ceremonial weigh-ins where it's like they want like a crowd to come show up. So if you guys are free on Thursday, December 14th, around 6 p.m., I would love it if you guys came to Saquon.
There it is.
Gave some like... There's four of us from our gym fighting on that same card. So we'd all love the support and like the cheers and everything to get everybody going. Then December 15th, I'm fucking fighting. I should be, I think, as far as I saw on Sure Dog, we're like fourth fight. So I'll be a little later into the Fight Pass event. He's coming hopefully Thursday to get the preview and we're all good. I got a couple sponsors. I'm still looking for a few more. We're going to try to finalize all of them this week to get them on my shorts and shirts and everything ready for next week. So,
there it is.
How about you? What you got coming up?
Nothing, just work, more work and more work. I do want to take a quick moment to celebrate life for one of the homies who recently passed, a high school friend and then friend throughout, like since we've been out of high school, compa Freddy Sabas. A little quick moment of silence and a quick little cheers to him. You'll be missed, compa. Take care of each other, fool.
Yeah.
Check in on each other. Make sure we're always out there asking how we're doing. Like we fuck around a lot, but I ask, hey, you doing? How you doing?
You check on me a lot.
I check on you a lot. Kiki, not so much. He's got his own shit. You know, like now he's got to stay focused. I try to fuck with him, but I try not to fuck with him. You know, like just do your thing, handle your shit. But it's the end of the year. It's not always glorious for everyone. No. You know, not everyone has that the family and all of the holiday cheer and spirit that comes with it. Some motherfuckers, this is the worst time of year for some people. Mm-hmm. So we got to make sure that if you have a homie or a friend or a family member that is in that state of mind, reach out to them, talk to them. Freddy Sabas, you will be missed. I know a lot of the homies were really good friends with him, like fucking family shit. So it was a gut blow for the end of the year for to have something like that happen. But yes, let's do our part to take care of each other, Barry. That's all I got.
I love you guys.
Oh, shit.
Even you, Angel.
Even you, Angel. Angel, get out of here. You got some bro hymns to make, motherfucker.
Hey, shout out to chat. We love engaging with you guys. We've had like the most views
this stream than we've, I think, had since I've started. But yeah, just we, and week in, week out, we love doing it. You.
Yeah. Not enough Hoobastank on this show.
And it was cool. It was just cool to see everyone at the formal, dude. It kind of gave a face to the names of people that are kind of engaging with us. Like, keep at it. We love you guys. We are experiencing some poor streaming right now. So sorry for the buffering. But yeah, I mean, I'm ready to wrap up.
I'm getting buffer every day.
There it is.
Nice. 5 miles a day.
Take care of each other. Take care of yourself. Yes. Yeah, that was some Jerry Springer outro, bro. Jerry Springer.
Jerry.
It could be a different era. You know what I mean? These motherfuckers don't know what it is.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That's a wrap. Push the button.